Hi, and welcome to the Unapologetically You podcast, your podcast for inspiration, inner peace, and allowing you to be you. I'm your host, Claire Cockle, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you join me here today. If you haven't done already, be sure to hit the subscribe button. This means that you'll be the first to know as soon as any new episode launches. And if you love the podcast or any episode, head over and leave a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. It'd be so appreciated. And it helps us to spread the word of the podcast and help others in their journey to becoming their unapologetic self. Episode 46, how to ease overwhelm and manage life when things get busy. Thanks for joining me here again today for another episode of Unapologetically You. I wanted to share this topic as it can be so easy to find that life gets busy, we've got more things going on, and it can be easy to fall into the feelings of overwhelm, the trap of overwhelm. So let's talk about some of the things that can really support us to help manage life, to help manage the overwhelm, and to help ease the overwhelm. If you've listened to any of the recent podcast episodes, you'll notice that I've said myself that life feels quite busy at the moment. And so a lot of these things that I'll share in today's episode are things that I've had to focus on and needed to do to make sure that I am just feeling more on top of things, just feeling a bit more balanced where I can, and just being able to get through each day feeling a bit more organized and a bit more relaxed. I was having a chat with a client recently, and some of these things are the things that I shared with her. And I could see that, you know, even just by hearing some of these suggestions, it just helped just take the weight off the shoulders a little bit. I could just see the ease in her face and body at being able to just think, okay, yeah, whew. And that's sometimes just what we need, isn't it? We need to be able to just step back and see a different way sometimes, because when life does get busy and we do start to feel a bit overwhelmed, we can kind of just get a bit lost in it, and we just can't see the woods for the trees, as they say. We're just, you know, clouded inside it. So sometimes we need just to take a step back and to look at the things that can support us. It also reminded me that a lot of us can feel this at times, and that's why I wanted to share that in today's episode. A lot of us can find that life can get busy, and we just need the tools and tips to be able to manage that. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. Let's dive in. One of the first things I wanted to talk about is a to-do list. Now, you might already start to hear that and think, oh, like, to-do lists are always mentioned, or I do to-do lists and it doesn't seem to help. But let's look at this a little bit more. One of the biggest things that can help us when life gets busy is to organize and to prioritize. Now, this is coming from someone who has never been naturally organized. I think I had these beliefs growing up that I was just a disorganized person. And quite often my mum might say that she was so forgetful. So I would see that and I would almost take that on as well. And I would see myself as quite forgetful. And therefore I wouldn't necessarily put in place things that would help me be more organized, as I just saw myself as forgetful and just accepted that was the way things were and didn't really see that there was a different way. So firstly, if you find or feel that you are a disorganized person, these are some things that are really going to help. And believe me when I say it's taken me focus to get more organized and to feel better about things just in everyday life, let alone when things get really busy. So to-do lists are really helpful. I just live by to-do lists. I find them really, really helpful. But the thing is, I can easily create a to-do list of all the things that I need to do, want to do, and working for myself, that list can be endless. I can literally write and write and write and add more things to the list that I want to do, want to achieve. And I find that sometimes, or used to in the past, write the same list over and over again. So I would be writing all the same things down and wasn't achieving some of those things. So some of the things on the to-do list I had to eventually look at and see, okay, how long has this been on my to-do list? Do I have the time to do this right now? Do I want to do this right now? How important is it? And if there were some things that were just staying on my list, because obviously if we've got a really long to-do list, that in itself is going to make us feel overwhelmed to see all these things listed out. So I had a look at it and decided to take some things off. Now obviously you can write these things elsewhere as a reminder if these were maybe things that you wanted to do someday, but write them somewhere else and put that away for another time when you do have more time. So it's not on your constant to-do list. I noticed that I would make everything important and make it feel so overwhelming because it included doing my work, which was quite busy at that time, keeping on top of the house, so cooking fresh meals, doing the shopping, keeping on top of all of the housework, the laundry to always be away, also then be planning a wedding and going through everything that needed. Spending time with my son and making sure that we had some really lovely moments, feeling like I needed to do so much with him, and also managing another business. There was just so much that I would just put on my plate and make it feel like everything was important. So it also really helped to just look and see, okay, this is the season that I'm in. It's busy. We're planning a wedding and we have a son who is under 2 years old. It's going to be busy. There's lots to do and lots to keep on top of. And managing your own business, you can always find yourself working or doing something. And obviously I love it, so I want to be doing it. So I started to look at, okay, what's important? What can I accept as this is the season that we're in? So for example, I used to put a lot of pressure on everything being completely tidy and everything put away, just being on top of everything within the house. Our house is never messy, so I started to see, okay, things don't need to look completely perfect at home. I can allow that a little bit more at the moment because that's where we're at. We've got lots to do. At a point when we needed more help, we also looked at having a cleaner to give us that extra support. So that really helped at one time. And that was a case of me looking at it and seeing, okay, I can actually get more done and feel better about it all if we have that little bit of additional support at the moment. I then began to look at my list and notice the things that were on there, and I could see that I wasn't able to achieve all of the things on there in that day. So again, I had a to-do list and maybe this was full of things that I wanted to achieve that week. I would sometimes break it down and put it into different days, but in my diary where I could still see all of it. And I would still sometimes put more things in the day than I could actually achieve. And obviously, sometimes that doesn't really help because it makes us feel like we haven't been productive or as productive by the end of the day, potentially. It makes us still feel overwhelmed because we think, how are we going to achieve all these things? So most importantly, it's being realistic with your day. What can you actually achieve in the day? And maybe just pick out a couple of things. The good thing about that is you can put a really good focus into those things that you pick out to achieve that day. And if you finish those, bonus, grab another thing off the list for the next day or another time, or that you have planned for future, or take some time to relax. We'll come on to that one. But one thing I started to do as I began to break my list down is, rather than having it all just constantly in my diary where I could see all of it, if things became really busy and there was a lot to do and it felt quite overwhelming, I would start to get a separate piece of paper, just a little note, little something, or a little to-do list if you have those. I find those quite good as well, the to-do list pads. Just to grab that and on that, write down, just take off those things just for that day and just write those things down, the important things for that day, and picking out what is important and needs to be done. With that notice, I know myself, I can easily think there are all these things to be done. But actually really think about it, because again, if you're putting so many things on your to-do list and you're making everything just as important as each other, but still giving yourself too many things to achieve in that day, then that's not going to help. So really look at it and see what's really, really important. and just take just a couple of things off the list or a few things off the list that you can achieve in that day and write it on a separate list so that that is the only list you see that day. Unless, of course, as I mentioned, you finish it and you want to take something else. But that reduces the overwhelm so much because that then is the short list of things that you're seeing rather than filling your mind or putting that pressure on by constantly looking at a list that's got so many things on there that just can't be done in that day. So that's one of my biggest tips, I would say, is to just break down your to-do list. To-do lists are so helpful, but just break it down and separate it. Take the things off that you can achieve that day, put it in a separate list and just keep an eye on that list. So being aware of your time management and noticing, being aware of what you can realistically achieve, that can make such a difference. It's important to also set boundaries and just not to overcommit. So again, if you think that you don't have any more time, to not overcommit to other things that again are just going to put more pressure on and you don't necessarily need to do. It's important to protect you and your time and your energy. That's the most important thing, and that's when you're going to be best for everyone else, is when you're also looking after yourself and your well-being through busy times. It can be helpful to delegate any parts of your to-do list if that's possible. And if you're like me, I can find it so easy to just try and get all the things done. Everything's on my list and I sometimes feel like I need to do them all, but actually sometimes to just ask for that help, ask for that support or pass something over to someone else, then that again just makes a world of difference. So it could be small things like asking a partner or a friend to just help out with something that they're able to do. Another way that you can even support delegation is if you have any children, just to involve the children so you can get things done, but having them help you. It can be easy to think that we have to do all the things and we have to do them all when the children aren't around. But actually it can teach them so much, and sometimes they enjoy getting involved on those little things. My son absolutely loves to help out with the laundry. He'll, you know, play around with the laundry basket, but he loves helping pull everything out of the washing machine and put the tumble dryer on, little things like that. So you can still get, or I can still get those things done whilst having him around and he can help me. But also it's showing him how little things are done and showing him that these little things are a part of life. The chores and the looking after our home is all a part of life. It can be easy to not delegate because we think no one will do it like us. No one will do it the way we know how to do it. Or we think that it's going to take time to tell someone how to do it, so I might as well just save that time and get it done myself. But obviously, if in the latter, if we're needing to show someone, obviously the next time we won't need to show someone. So if they're able to help us again in future, we won't need to show them that time. They'll know what to do. And also it's being aware that everyone does do things slightly differently. So potentially someone might not do it the way that you do it. So it's allowing that. It's just accepting that. But actually, it's still going to make your life feel calmer and easier because you're not having to do all the things. So potentially, it's letting someone do something. And if you do feel like you need to adjust something with it afterwards, or say, would you mind doing it this way? Then that's absolutely fine to do so. But also allowing that potentially someone might do something a little bit differently. I used to find that quite tricky. I always used to just find or feel that things needed to be done in my way, but so it takes time to relinquish some of that control and allow acceptance that everyone does do things differently, but the job still gets done. And it doesn't matter how things get done. With the things you need to do and your to-do list, it's looking at it and seeing what can I control also. Or if life's feeling busy and you're feeling potentially overwhelmed, just looking at things and just saying, what can I control right now? All of these things that are on my mind, that feel like they're on my plate, what can I control? And the things you can control, obviously then you can look at them and see, okay, what can I do about these things? How can I prioritize? How can I organize? But maybe there are some things there that you actually can't control. So maybe there are some things on your mind or things that you feel like you need or want to do, but you actually can't control that. or there's lots going on and you can't control what's going on right now. So again, just noticing, look at that. What's out of my control? And therefore, how can I look to let that go and create more space in my mind and more time for me? Because it doesn't help us at all by keeping those things in our mind and letting them go over and over in our mind, and they're things that we can't control. If there's nothing we can do about it and we can't control it, then we may as well let it go, because, or see how we can shift the perspective in our mind to support us better, because it's not going to help by just keeping it there and keep ruminating on it. It's practicing patience and allowing yourself to be flexible where you can. So that if things, plans need to change or something needs to shift, that you're allowing that, you're allowing yourself to be flexible and adaptable. And again, that can make such a difference for you and your mindset and how you feel. Lastly, and most importantly, and this is one that I often have to remind myself of, especially when things get busy, is taking that time to rest and recharge. It can be so easy to fall into the trap of, I have so much to do, there's lots going on, I don't have the time to stop, I don't have the time for me. So this is something that I do where I can really make sure that I try to do and try to achieve, because honestly, it makes the world of difference. And I know that when I do make that also a priority, taking the time to for space and for stillness, I get so much more done, because I'm so much more clearer and re-energized and calmer and focused that I can just get so much more done anyway. So it honestly does make the world of difference. And it's so important for you and your well-being, because no one needs you feeling burnt out, not being able to achieve anything. Potentially then we can have a physical knock-on effect of those symptoms of burnout, because everything's just got too much. So it's so important to look after yourself. I hope this episode brought a good reminder of some things that can support you when life gets busy or when we feel a little bit overwhelmed. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I look forward to catching up with you again next time.